kinadi ti kingbun ki chai ti giak ong kisyong te chap chichu te itat.
Today's scripture passage is found in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
Ki diak kya kya ete si pi lang, ili a tui ahap kong, gwa ji tiyo so su hong yeng siyeng ya ho hua, yi siet diet e shong te, chi se, ji kui ni gwa na bo ki to, te kak bo kang lo, bo lo ho.
Let us all read aloud together. Now Elijah, the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
Today, the four Bible readers really love me. Because only one verse that they had to read today. It's a very simple verse. But there's a lot of things we can learn from this verse alone. If you study the background of this verse, and we can see that the kingdom of Israel has really departed from God. And time after time, God would warn them. Because God is a holy God. And God is a righteous God as well. Because holy God cannot compromise. Because sin is sin, and the standard is according to God's holiness. And since God is also a righteous God, He will need to bring up justice and punishment. And at that time, this is what's going on with the Israelites at that time. And under God's warning, what did these people do? You see that Ahab married Jezebel. And Jezebel brought in the Baal worship. And they wanted to replace God with Baal. And they also built temples for Baal. And at the same time, he was raising up many Baal prophets. So,
if you look at this whole scenario, the religion, they have departed from God. And when you see this, it seems like there is no hope. And you see that in the political part, that the leaders are now worshipping Baal. And you see the people, they also followed Baal. So now you will start to think, if we were in this type of environment, it seems like there is no hope. Nothing can save it anymore. So if you and I were in this situation, what would we do? Maybe we have lost hope. And maybe we don't see anything good anymore. But today what I want to share is, what did God do? What will God do? In this type of scenario, what is God doing? Each and every one of us are facing different types of challenges. Maybe what we see, there seems to be no hope. And when a lot of disasters come, we don't know how to deal with it. But what is God doing? So in chapter 17, one thing happened. Let's look at chapter 17, verse 1.
我指着初学习永生耶和华以色列的上帝启示，这几年内面我若无祈祷，的确无降落，也无落雨。
Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." So if you look at this dark environment, but there is one thing that God is doing, and that is God is calling people. And this time God called this person by the name Elijah. And here it's very simple. He just said that Elijah the Tishbite.
但是你真清楚看到讲，这个时阵作者，你注意去看，上帝因这个以利亚有法当好好来做一个真重要一个工作。
And you see that the author has written very clearly that that Elijah was asked to do one very simple thing.
就是有法当好好将一个真重要的物件带到亚哈王。
And that is to bring words to King Ahab.
代表讲什么？
你在
这个世代里面，上帝有呼召人出来。
So in this world, God will call people.
但你注意去看。
So pay attention.
你在几个历史的里面，上帝有每一个时代有用伊的人啊。
So you see that in past generations, you see God is using people.
你看麦当这个几个世界拢中活在罪恶中间，上帝叫了拿阿出来。
So in the very dark world in the past, God called Noah. After Noah, when they fell into sin again, God called Abraham. And after Abraham, then they moved to Egypt and they lived there for 400 years. And after that, God called a man named Moses. And after Canaan, God called different judges.
所以你也看到每一个时代哦，上帝有呼召人出来。
So each and every generation, God will call somebody.
上帝呼召人出来，然后给上帝来用。
And these are people that God called and that God will use.
然后上帝呼召这人起来，然后五万将一个听，将一个恩典带到迄个所在。
God called these people so that He can share His love to them.
所以兄弟姊妹，上帝有咧呼召人。
So brothers and sisters, God.Does call people. And in this generation, God is continuing to call people. What's the difference? But in these verses, we're not told. We're not told how Elijah was called. In this verse, we're not told how Elijah was called.There are times when God calls people, but the method of how He calls people are all different. They're different. And God called Moses a different way with the burning bush. And when God called Abraham, He called him to leave Ur.
所以我感觉讲较惨淡薄吼，是这个约拿啦。
I find that the calling of Jonah is a bit more difficult.
啊，上帝若要叫你，你走未了，我跟你讲。
If God wants to call you, you cannot escape from it.
你要去就约拿，伊要走啊。
Because Jonah wanted to escape.
你要明明上帝叫伊去尼尼微，且将福音传去。
And when God called Jonah to share the gospel to Nineveh, he didn't want to.
然后伊挑一个离开，无要去，行反方向走。
He didn't want to listen to God, so he escaped and went the other direction away from Nineveh. So he took a ship and wanted to go further away from Nineveh. So God allowed him, because if you want to run, you can run. But when he left, God called a storm.
然后大风雨一来的时阵，什么代志发生
？What happened when the storm came？
到落尾，佮伊讲，这大风雨是我啦，所以莫，所以约拿知影上帝咧找。
Eventually, Jonah knew that it was God that allowed this storm.
所以你，伊佮伊讲讲，你若将我浸伫海里吼，
So Jonah told the people, if you throw me in the sea, then the storm will stop. So Jonah was very clear. So Jonah was saying that I would rather die.
He
said that if I die, then I won't have to go to Nineveh anymore. And God said, Jonah, if you want to die, yes, you can. I'll let you die. But yet, if you want to die, I will make sure that you do not die. So when he asked to be thrown to the sea, he thought he would be dead. But God decided to use a fish to swallow him up. You want to die? But God said, I won't allow you to die. You won't die. But I'm thankful.
Now,
I'm thankful that the fish did not bite
Jonah.
Because if he was bitten, then he might have been lame and willing to share the gospel to Nineveh. But rather the fish swallowed Jonah. But now you need to think again. When something goes into the stomach of the fish, what would happen? What happens? If something goes into your stomach, what happens to it? After some time, something else will come out. But something very special. When Jonah went to the fish's stomach, he did not die.
Digest with the acid, then he would die. And yet he didn't die.
And not only did he not die, what else happened? And one thing that God did, God used GPS. And controlled the fish to send him to Nineveh. And by the time they reached Nineveh, he was spat out. So he had no choice but to continue to go to Nineveh. So God has a different purpose to call people. But something for certain, and that is God called people. But what does God call people to do? And God calls people is that before the judgment arrives, and that is God gives them a chance before the judgment. So God, through love, wanted the message told to King Ahab. So what I want to say is this. So don't think that the prophets are always about judging or getting angry at someone. They're not always just making it difficult. But when they're saying these things, behind that is love.
So God at this time,
So God used Elijah to speak to King Ahab.
So you'll see
after that the authors used many verses to speak of what Elijah did. So brothers and sisters, in this generation, no matter how dark or how difficult, do not lose hope. Because God has called people. Because God will use people. But the second thing I want to share with everyone today, why would God use Elijah? If you look at chapter 17, verse 1, you'll see here why God would use Elijah. Let's look at chapter 17, verse 1
again.
Here it says that now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand."
So
So he's saying, I stand before God and I made a vow. What did he say?
然后他说,这几年里面,我若没记忆到,雨就不会落来,落也不会落来。
He said here, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word.
但是你看到一点,
but if you see this,
他说什么?
What did he say?
我指着我属奉的永生耶和华以色列的上帝起誓。
So he said that he made a vow before the eternal living God.
这句话里面说什么?
What do these words tell us?
所以换句话,这个环境无论是什么?
So it doesn't matter what the environment is.
这个环境多艰苦,
no matter how difficult your situation is, and that all the whole country, the whole world is worshipping idols. And then this king himself was also worshipping Baal.
我有完属奉耶和华,
but yet I will continue to serve God.
兄弟姊妹,这个时候的以利亚是什么样的以利亚?
So at this time, what was Elijah like?
他没受到环境的压迫惊吓,他完全属奉。
He did not fall into the pressure and difficulty of the environment around him.
兄弟姊妹,假如环境很顺利,你要属奉很简单嘛?
When everything is going smooth sailing, it's easy to come and worship God.
那假设在一个真逼逼、真逼头、完全无基督徒，迄个时阵，你讲你要属奉耶和华，这个无简单。
When your environment are all against Christianity, and you say you still want to worship, that is very difficult.
啊，这过年哦，有人请我去托尼基啊。
Last year, I had somebody invited me to go to Turkey.
然后请问去托尼基里面，我有两个真深的印象。
And going to Turkey, I had two very deep impressions.
然后头一个印象是什么？
The first is,
然后这个国家里面有97%是回教徒。
And that is the 97% of Turkey is Muslim.
然后有其他有信仰的人只有3%。
And other religion consists only of 3%.
然后这3%里面有一部分是基督徒啦。
And within this 3%, a portion are Christians.
所以你若要去这礼拜，你找无礼拜堂啊。
So if you want to attend church worship, you cannot find a church.
你无找到礼拜堂。
You cannot find one.
所以落尾吼，阮的团里面哦，阮基督徒，阮是孤单伫卢西亚内面，阮家己礼拜。
So at the end, we had no choice, but as a group of people, we decided to worship together inside the hotel room.
因为没有,
so we had to worship in the hotel because we couldn't find a church.
但是呢,你若去土耳其哦,我感觉有一个所在你唔通无去。
But if you have a chance to go to Turkey, there is a place that you must go.
这是Cappadocia.
That is Cappadocia.
这个所在哦,有一个景点哦,值得看的。
And this is a place that's worth visiting.
这个是地下。
And that is the underground church. And at that time, many Christians were under severe persecution. Some were arrested, and they were not fearful. And there are some that were arrested and killed. And those that were not captured yet, they built a place underground so that they can as a church. And if you have a chance to go there, you'll see that they had to climb down many steps, and you'll see how they lived. And you can see how they worship. And they were living underground, and many people lived there. In other words, it means that even though the government opposed Christianity, they still continued. But yet they continue to stand firm. So we need to thank God. What should we thank God for? We thank God that we have the freedom to worship here in the Philippines.
And
in the time of Elijah, the environment was very different, but he still stood firm. So the fact that we have a chance to come and worship God, we should be thankful and we should continue to worship Him. In China, recently, they've become more strict. And many of our student church, the students at church, they're going through a lot of challenges. First, the churches are forced to take down their crosses. Second, and before before their worship, they have to sing their national anthem first.
譬如说我们在这礼拜,
so for example, if we're here to worship,
然后这个Ian站在台上,
so an Ian stands before us,
还没唱敬拜赞美歌,
and that is before singing our worship songs,
来我们来唱马扬马吉流,
and we have to sing Bayang Megillio first.
在那种情形,它就像这样。
And it was this kind of situation that they're in now.
然后最近18岁以下的孩子不会去礼拜。
And now they've made a rule that 18 years old or under cannot attend church in China. So in the Philippines, we need to give thanks that we can worship. Isn't it such a pity that when we have the chance to worship, yet we choose not to worship or serve?
But
you see here that Elijah, even in a very difficult situation, he has stood up. If Elijah was unwilling, then he would not have been able to share the words that God wanted him to do. We thank God that in a difficult situation, Elijah stood firm. So because of this, God used him and God called him. But now I want to ask is why was Elijah willing to serve? And why would God eventually use Elijah? And there are a few words that Elijah said that we can learn from. Because in verse 1 it says,
他说我知道所属奉应生耶和华以色列的上帝几岁。
He says, the Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand.
所以他在这个时候，这个以利亚，他说我要属奉这个耶和华。
So here Elijah said that he wants to serve God.
但是橄榄枝，他说我要属奉耶和华，在乎他认不耶和华。
How was he willing to serve God? Because he knew God.
为什么我说他认不耶和华？
How do I say that he knows God?
因为他跟阿哈王说什么？
Because he told Ahab,
他说我知道我所属奉耶和华以色列人上帝启示跟你说的话。Because
he said that this is from the eternal and living God that I am telling you this.
所以换句话说，我知道我的上帝是谁啊。
In other words, he knows who his God is.
所以我当奉这个上帝的名启示，然后我跟你讲。
So I can speak to you from this God that I know.
所以在这个时候有两项。
So two things.
头一项,
first,
他说他这个神是什么？ 是永生的神。
First, he said that this God is an eternal God.
什么叫做永生的神？
What is an eternal God?
就是代表这个上帝永远活下去的神。
So it means that this God is a God that will last forever.
我们的神没死掉。 继续死下去。我们的耶稣有死掉，有干哪？有搁再活，你看到？
Our God is alive eternally. Our Jesus died and then rose again.
所以你就问为什么以利亚要讲我是奉这个神啊，永活耶和华的上帝？
So why would Elijah use this description that God is eternal?
因为哈，伊要甲当时拜巴力、拜耶稣有一个对比啦。Because
he wanted to make a comparison between his God and the God at that time. Our God is an eternal God. And that time Baal, the God they worship, was an idol.
Now,
I want to ask you, why are there idols? So this is a question I want everyone to answer
today.
If you study the history of religion,
然后真侪宗教的历史，伊就讲一神论是多神论慢慢演变成的。
And some people are saying that monotheism is an evolution from polytheism. So what they were saying that at the beginning that it was about polytheism, but eventually it progressed to become monotheism. But if you look at the Bible, it is the opposite. The Bible says,
开始是一神论。
At the beginning, it was monotheism. And polytheism is a regression of monotheism.
Okay, 再讲,
let me say it again.
宗教历史讲,
the religion says,
一神论,
monotheism is a progression from polytheism. But the Bible tells us polytheism is a regression from monotheism. Now, do you understand this, the difference?
So, because
some are saying that there were at one time there were many gods that eventually became one God. And this is the conclusion that some have made. But if you look at the Bible, it started with just one God. But eventually there were a lot of idols, a lot of other gods, but this was a regression from the one God. Now you'll ask, why are there idols? Because after God created man, but again, God gave man the heart that they will long for something infinite. In man, there is a longing for God. Because after God created man, and after he gave breath to man, so man will seek after an infinite God. But after man sinned, something very peculiar happened. That after sin came, they no longer want this God. They don't like this God. Because this God is a God that wants to control them. A sinful man does not want anyone to control them. A sinful person would not want a God to control them. A sinful man wants the blessing from a God, but not a God that will control them. If this God gives me a lot of blessings, then I want this God. But if a God wants to control me and tells me what to do and what not to do, then I don't want this God. But in man, there is that yearning for this God. But they don't want this God that should control them. So they start to look for other things. So they look for this God that can satisfy their longings. And they look for this God that can give them blessings. And they look for this God that will listen to what they tell them. So pay attention to this. I did not say this the first service, but I got a report. Tomorrow that you should not go to Rojas. Because in Ross Boulevard you'll have a lot of traffic today and tomorrow. Because there's a coming.
Then
I'll be here. And many are going to go and worship there. So many people will go to Rojas Boulevard, so it'll be very traffic tomorrow. Because some people will look for this God so that this God can take care of them. But a problem comes. So why do people create idols? Because they want to look for this God that can give them what they want. I'm sure as Chinese we are very familiar with this. After we worship this one God, If this idol does not give us what we want, then we put it aside. So we look for one that will satisfy us more. And if this God doesn't give me what I want, then I look for a third one. And when I say this, as Chinese, you're familiar with this. There was one time I was reading an article in a newspaper in Taiwan. And this topic was very interesting. And it goes that these gods have fallen. A lot of gods have fallen. He said that a lot of the gods are going
to fall.
There's too many gods. What does this fallen God's. And this is the God that has fallen into difficulties. And they call it that these gods have fallen into difficulties. So this article really attracted me. So I started to do more research what it was talking about. So that in Taiwan there are a lot of these idols, these gods that people are worshipping. So but when they're worshipping, but when what I ask for, I'm not given.
So, what I'm asked
for. So these people will not go back to worship it anymore. So if no one's going to worship it, so many of the people will not go, no longer go to these temples. So if the people are not going to the temple, then they won't be getting a lot of money or donations. So because of this, the monk cannot stay there anymore. Because there's no one there. So they would depart. So this temple would be empty. So if it's empty, what do you do with this idol? You cannot break and destroy this idol.
So what was
done is all these temples with the idols, since no one's going there, they take all these idols and they move it to a temple where there are a lot of people still going. But the problem, comes up, no matter how big this big temple is, but then since there's so many of these idols being sent there, to a point that this new temple can no longer contain all these idols. And this article was talking about this. So he's saying that this temple it contains so many of gods that it cannot contain it anymore. So after reading this article, I started to think. Now, ask this question. God, will God go into difficult times? Will God fall into difficult times? Will he? If he can, then we have a problem. But if a God can fall into difficult times, then it means that he is no longer God. Second, think about this. Is this God that can fall, is he a finite or an infinite God? Is he infinite or finite? He's finite. Because if he is infinite, then he won't fall or go into difficulty. This is very natural. But we thank God. But the God we worship is a living God. He's not a dead God, he's a living God. So when we have our needs, when we pray, we pray to a living God. But Elijah was very clear. He was very clear.
Saying
that he's a serving a living and eternal God. So he's serving a living God. Brothers and sisters, if our God is not an eternal or living God, then he is finite. If our God is not a living God, your prayer is useless. Isn't that true? If your God is not a living God, then your prayer is useless. Because if you pray, they cannot hear you. But we have a living God. He will continue to guide our way.
So
Elijah was willing to continue to serve in this situation because he knew that he was serving a living and eternal God. Second, let's continue with this verse. How did he pray? The Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand. So he said that this God is not only a living God, but this is Jehovah, the God of Israel. If you talk about Israel, when you talk about Israel, these are the people that God has chosen. But the name of God, Jehovah, this is a very meaningful name. Because when God was calling the Israelites out of Israel, out of Egypt, so when God called them, Moses says, I don't know what to say, I cannot do it. He said that since you have no gift of speech, then I will ask your brother Aaron to speak for
you.
But if the Israelites ask me, who asked you to lead us to deliver us? So God, Jehovah, told Moses, tell the people of Israel,
I am who I am.
That would deliver them. And this is a God of love. So in other words, so when Elijah talked to King Ahab,
that
I'm making this vow to what type of God?
And
I'm making this vow from the living God. I'm making this vow as the Lord God is
doing.
And not only is this God a living God, but he's a God that would keep his commandment and will deliver his people. In other words, aside from the fact that we know that he's living God, we need to know this God. And this is a God that loves you. And this is a God that will deliver you. And this is a God that will be able to guide you on your way. So this God is a God that everything is possible for him. If something is in his will, then he has the ability to carry it through. What God has promised, he is able to fulfill. What type of God do you have in your mind? Many times in the concept of our God is like a police. Many times I think in my mind that our God seems like a police. More importantly, it seems like they're like cops, police in the Philippines. How do I say this? The Philippine police, that after we do something wrong, they're there to arrest us. But our God is not this type of God. Whether you're doing good or bad, our God knows. Our God is not a police. Our God is not like a judge. And he's not a God that just seems to always want to punish you. It's true that God has the authority to judge. But do not forget. But remember, our God is Jehovah. He is a God that will deliver us and a God that loves us. In other words, he is our Father. He is taking care of us. So I don't know what type of God you have.
其实当咱愈明白咱的神是活的神
，the more we know that our God is a living God.
当咱明白咱的神是听咱的神
，when we the more we realize that our God is a loving God.
我相信你肯和神来用
，then I'm sure that you are willing to let God use you.
因为你感觉哇，我当活在这个上帝，迄个是偌宝贵将。
Because then you'll realize that it's a precious thing that you're able to serve this living God.
伊利亚有迄个观点。
Elijah had the right concept.
所以你会虽然伊个环境偌艰苦，跟上帝呼召伊个时。
Even though how difficult his situation was, but when God called him,
上帝再又叫伊圣经无讲。
The method God called him, the Bible doesn't say.
但是伊回应。
But he responded.
所以伊出来。
So he came out.
要真大胆出来。
And he came out with great courage.
然后去找阿哈彭。
And he went to see King Ahab.
我侍奉，我知道我所侍奉，因我要我以色列的上帝起誓，跟你讲个大事。
Because I make this vow to coming before the Lord, the God of Israel, I come before you.
然后伊相信，不胆。
So he had the courage.
对不？因为伊不亚和华。
He had the courage because he knew who God was.
所以这个时代里面，兄弟姐妹，
so in this generation, brothers and sisters,
咱需要有人出来。
We need people to come out.
上帝要呼召人出来。
God is calling people.
然后希望咱有法当回应上帝的呼召。
And I pray that we're able to respond to God's calling.
你看辉煌的教会。
If you look at the Chinese church today,
现在真少真少传道人。
There are very few.Pastors.
然后你会看到有真多礼拜堂里面
，There are a lot of Chinese churches today.
无传道人
，That they don't have pastors.
然后你会看到真多南人的中国人的教会里面
，If you look at the Chinese church,
有真多传道人是菲律宾人
，And a lot of the pastors now are Filipino.
那我唔是讲菲律宾人派
，I'm not saying that the Filipinos are ill-equipped.
但是因为伫华人环境里面，你若会讲福建话来讲。
But if a Chinese church, if you have a Chinese speaking pastor, then you're able to bring in more Chinese people speaking.
因为我特别讲一句话。
I always say,
什么款的羊哦？
教
我当想什么款的羊啦
？The kind of sheep will be able to produce the same type of sheep.
明白不？这就这款的羊会是这款的羊。
So this kind of sheep will produce these type of sheep.
啊，这款的羊会是。
And thus other type of sheep will be able to produce a different type of sheep. So let me give an example. My kind of sheep. My kind of sheep, it's hard for me to produce a Tagalog speaking sheep.
If you ask me Tagalog, I'm going to use a nose bleeding nosebleeding.
If you ask me to speak in Tagalog, I would use the term that young people would use, and that's nosebleed.
Right?所以我不会晓啊。
I don't know how to speak Tagalog.
啊，我讲的 Tagalog 你会笑啦，你啊啦。
You'll only laugh if I spoke in Tagalog.
那假使看 Tagalog 的圣经，哎，我够快死哦。
If you ask me to read the Tagalog Bible, I'm in trouble.
所以我无法当饲迄款的羊，你明白吗
？So I cannot produce that type of sheep.
但是无相款的，什么款的羊会生无相款的羊啊
？Different type of sheep will produce different types of sheep.
所以你看教会现在欠欠主任团多。
So you see that in the Chinese church now, there's a need for senior pastors.
真强，真强。
There's a need for senior pastors.
然后大家事工需要大家人起来。
And in all the service, we need people to come up.
大家人诚实，上帝要呼召你出来。
God is calling you.
然后你要伫这黑暗的里面，你要站出来。
And in this time of darkness, are you willing to stand out?
然后你肯站起来。
Are you willing to stand up?
除了你认不上帝是。
You'll only stand up if you knew who your God is.
然后咱认不咱的上帝，咱肯要侍奉。
If you know your God, then you'll be willing to serve Him.
然后我相信完全无同。
And I believe this will be very different.
但是吼，咱都应该亲像以赛亚神。
But we need to be like Isaiah.
用上帝。我伫遮请切见我。
So be like Isaiah, where he said, "Lord, here I am, send me."
然后切片我，用我去拯救有需要的。
Send me to save those who are in need.
但是真侪时阵，咱是讲啥呢
？But many times, what do we say?
用 "Here am I, send him."
But often we say, "Here am I, but Lord, send him."
我伫遮哦，你切片伊了啦。
Here I am, Lord, but send him instead.
亚雄，咱是安尼。
Many times we're like this.
咱会记只一句话讲啥物
？The Chinese would say.
别人的囝死未了啦。
Other people's children will never die enough.
所以换不了人的囝做什么团都不要紧，别人囝死未了，我的囝难死啊。
Many times you'll say that other people's kids, they can be pastors, but not mine.
所以兄弟姊妹，
but brothers and sisters, this is not the case.
在每一个时代里面，上帝呼召人。
In every generation, God will call people.
要叫你。
God will call you.
你要怎样
？How would you respond?
你不你的上帝。
Do you know your God? Do you want to serve him? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for today's message. Lord, many times even amongst our friends, Lord God, we do not have the courage to speak about you. But Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, that we read your words, that we will know you more, that we will experience you more, Lord, so that we will be bold to serve you. Lord, you are a loving God, you are a living God, and you are a God that will live eternally, Lord. So we know that you are a God that we can trust. So Lord, help us to live our lives worthy of your calling, Lord. Tell us, Lord, what you want us to do. But when you call us, Lord God, help us to have the heart, Lord God, to be willing. You are a precious God, Lord, and to be able to serve you, Lord God, is something that our hearts should desire. So Lord, we thank you for today's message, Lord, and prepare our hearts, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.